This was a direct hit at Mother's modern child-rearing methods, which she's defended on many occasions. Mrs. Van Dan was so upset, her face turned bright red. People who flush easily become even more agitated when they feel themselves getting hot under the collar, and they quickly lose to their opponents. The non-flushed mother, who now wanted to have the matter over and done with as quickly as possible, paused for a moment to think before she replied. "Well, Mrs. Van Dan, I agree that it's much better if a person isn't overmodest. My husband, Margot, and Peter are all exceptionally modest. Your husband, Anne, and I, though not exactly the opposite, don't let ourselves be pushed around." Mrs. Van Dan, "Oh, but Mrs. Frank, I don't understand what you mean. Honestly, I'm extremely modest and retiring. How can you say that I'm pushy?" Mother, "I didn't say you were pushy, but no one would describe you as having a retiring disposition." Mrs. Van D, "I'd like to know in what way I'm pushy. If I didn't look out for myself here, no one else would, and I'd soon starve, but that doesn't mean I'm not as modest and retiring as your husband." Mother had no choice but to laugh at this ridiculous self-defense, which irritated Mrs. Van Dan. Not exactly a born debater, she continued her magnificent account in a mixture of German and Dutch, until she got so tangled up in her own words that she finally rose from her chair and was just about to leave the room when her eye fell on me. You should have seen her. As luck would have it, the moment Mrs. Van D turned around, I was shaking my head in a combination of compassion and irony. I wasn't doing it on purpose, but I'd followed her tirade so intently that my reaction was completely involuntary. Mrs. Van D wheeled around and gave me a tongue-lashing, hard, Germanic, mean, and vulgar, exactly like some fat, red-faced fishwife. It was a joy to behold. If I could draw, I'd like to have sketched her as she was then. She struck me as so comical, that silly little scatterbrain. I've learned one thing. You only really get to know a person after a fight. Only then can you judge their true character. Yours, Anne. Tuesday, September 29th, 1942. Dearest Kitty, the strangest things happen to you when you're in hiding. Try to picture this. Because we don't have a bathtub, we wash ourselves in a washtub, and because there's only hot water in the office, by which I mean the entire lower floor, the seven of us take turns making the most of this great opportunity. But since none of us are alike and are all plagued by varying degrees of modesty, each member of the family has selected a different place to wash. Peter takes a bath in the office kitchen, even though it has a glass door. When it's time for his bath, he goes around to each of us in turn and announces that we shouldn't walk past the kitchen for the next half hour. He considers this measure to be sufficient. Mr. Van D takes his bath upstairs, figuring that the safety of his own room outweighs the difficulty of having to carry the hot water up all those stairs. Mrs. Van D has yet to take a bath. She's waiting to see which is the best place. Father bathes in the private office and Mother in the kitchen behind a fire screen, while Margot and I have declared the front office to be our bathing grounds. Since the curtains are drawn on Saturday afternoon, we scrub ourselves in the dark, while the one who isn't in the bath looks out the window through a chink in the curtains and gazes in wonder at the endlessly amusing people. A week ago, I decided I didn't like this spot and have been on the lookout for more comfortable bathing quarters. It was Peter who gave me the idea of setting my washtub in the spacious office bathroom. I can sit down, turn on the light, lock the door, pour out the water without anyone's help, and all without the fear of being seen. I used my lovely bathroom for the first time on Sunday, and strange as it may seem, I like it better than any other place. The plumber was at work downstairs on Wednesday, moving the water pipes and drains from the office bathroom to the hallway so the pipes won't freeze during a cold winter. The plumber's visit was far from pleasant. Not only were we not allowed to run water during the day, but the bathroom was also off limits. I'll tell you how we handled this problem. You may find it unseemly of me to bring it up, but I'm not so prudish about matters of this kind. On the day of our arrival, Father and I improvised a chamber pot, sacrificing a canning jar for this purpose. For the duration of the plumber's visit, canning jars were put into service during the daytime to hold our calls of nature. As far as I was concerned, this wasn't half as difficult as having to sit still all day and not say a word. You can imagine how hard that was for Miss Quack, Quack, Quack. On ordinary days, we have to speak in a whisper. Not being able to talk or move at all is 10 times worse. After 3 days of constant sitting, My backside was stiff and sore. Nightly calisthenics helped. Yours, Anne.